Hi, my name is Nicole, and I'm a fake fan.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, my name's Calvin, and I'm a fake fan.
Hi, Calvin.
Hi, my name's Tristan. I'm a fake fan. The only movies that I've ever seen in my life are any other Godzilla except for this one.
Hi, Tristan.
Today, we watched 1954's Gojira, which in America we know as Godzilla.
What's a Gojira?
You mean Godzilla, Calvin.
Oh my god.
The Japanese original to the franchise we all kind of know and love today, Godzilla.
Do we love it?
I'm more wondering, do we even know it? Because
I've
like
literally never seen a Godzilla. Well, okay, I've seen this movie like 2 years ago, but I don't remember it at all. And this is the only thing I've seen is Godzilla.
It's more like, you know, I had a cousin who had a poster in his bedroom. He was like 10 years older than me, but like he had his poster of like Godzilla versus Mothra, and it's like it has all the Japanese titles on it and whatnot, but it's like, that is nothing like the movie we just saw today.
Yeah, I'll get into that later. But yeah, you know, I'm Team Monkey personally. Godzilla versus Kong. I'm King Kong. I've never seen a King Kong movie. And I've never seen a Godzilla movie. But.
So let's start by going around and seeing who's the fake fan today. Nicole, are you a fake fan of Godzilla?
Yeah. Because even though I have seen it, I really didn't remember it at all. I just remember the girl. I just liked her outfits, and that's honestly it. Yeah.
I am not a fake fan. I had to watch this for a class, so that's when I watched it with Nicole. But I guess I remembered it more because we actually had to have a discussion about it. And I think I had to write a paper about it, maybe, or a response. You know, like when you're in class, you have to type in like the online form thing. What was your response to the movie? 200 words.
That's the worst way to watch a movie is for a class. Watch a movie for fun or for a podcast with your friends.
Oh my god.
This is my class. This is the school of hard knocks.
The school of life, Calvin.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I slightly remember talking about it, but you know, it was great to refresh on it, and you know, I can just see a lot more of it. Like, I can actually understand it. Like, in college, it's like, oh, I got to write whatever the hell you got to do. You have, like, 5 other classes to worry about. But this time, I got no classes to worry about. I just have my friends.
To worry about. We love you.
Tristan, are you a fake fan?
Yeah.
Tristan's our fake fan this week. Oh my god, that's crazy.
Fucking finally.
What? We found a movie he hasn't seen?
Oh, I'm ashamed.
I'm Mrs. Nesbitt. Years of academy training wasted.
It's a very play school view.
Yeah, I'm a fake fan. I didn't even know any of the subtext of Godzilla until you guys brought it up last week. I was like, oh, big lizard movie? Oh, big lizard Japan movie anime. Wow.
Oh, but, anime. I bet there is a Godzilla anime, but it's awesome.
I bet there is. There's got to be. I did just look it up. There's 33 Godzilla movies.
One
so
of them's got to be anime.
One of them's got to be anime.
33?
33.
Holy shit.
Oh, okay. I need to think about that for a second. What the heck?
Now, this is a kind of a special movie for us because, like, in other movies we've seen, like E.T. or something like that, or Star Wars, it's like we kind of know the general world that it creates and everything. Well, like Godzilla, if you watch anything about Godzilla, you'll totally get a different understanding of it than when you actually watch the movie because it's just very different, subtextually, thematically, and everything. This 1950s movie is totally different from how action figure companies and shit like that took it and ran and turned it into a totally different thing. It's just so different than the pop culture that we would be kind of thinking it is.
That's what I'm curious about, is like, take out the subtext, take out the themes. Godzilla movie, they're just big lizard movies now. Like, how are you going to run with it now? How are you going to run with it when, like, the oxygen destroyer is the only way to kill Godzilla. Well, now he's back. So what do we do now? I don't know. I can just see right now a movie ends with Godzilla being destroyed by an atomic bomb because nobody saw the first Godzilla. Godzilla directed by Zack Snyder, everybody.
Wait, did you see the Bryan Cranston movie recently? I mean, I didn't see that either, but that looked cool. That had Big Lizard in it, too.
Had Big Lizard and go, you know?
Yeah, just like that.
I know, didn't that sound just like it?
Yeah, like the leather against the bass.
Did you have to go like, oh, Godzilla's here. Here, listen to this. Boom, boom,
I hear the drums.
Boom. He's coming.
It's actually his footsteps.
What did you guys think Godzilla was before watching the movie?
I guess I kind of just knew it was about like a big lizard destroying things. That's pretty much it. But I didn't know like the little plots, you know, such as the scientist and all that. How they actually would defeat Godzilla. I didn't know that.
How about you, Tristan?
I concur with Nicole's big lizard hypothesis. It's like King Kong. It's big monkey, big lizard. That's it. It was just like a monster movie. That's all I ever thought about Godzilla. Mm-hmm. It's just monster movie. I had no idea about anything else.
What other monster movies have we seen? Like, would you consider like the Dracula movie or the Mummy movie?
Oh, like Frankenstein.
Yeah, like those early.
Frankenstein's totally a monster movie. Dracula, maybe now it's more of like a vampire movie because that's like almost a genre on its own.
I think we can kind of all agree that the monster movies of today are just kind of big 3D. It's in 3D. It suits this. They're kind of just showy pieces. But like a film like this one, Godzilla, has a lot of like subtext because it's about the nuclear bombs and like World War II and stuff. And then like the 1930s, Mummy and whatnot and Dracula, they also have their own subtext. You know, Frankenstein has a subtext of really some serious depth about what makes us human. So that's what I'm thinking. Like, I just didn't even think about the subtext of Godzilla before watching it. And that's what I mean by like the pop culture version of Godzilla is just totally different from like this subtle, kind of depressing Godzilla movie where like it's really about like this scientist who doesn't want to use a weapon of war. You know, it's got so much depth to it that we just wouldn't, it has not made its way into the pop culture reflection of Godzilla. You know, if we don't hang up a poster on your bedroom door of Godzilla because you want to remember, you know, the moral complexity of nuclear warfare, you know, you hang it up because you want to have a big lizard, you know.
That's what makes me think, like, did the people who make these future Godzilla movies watch the first Godzilla? Because there is subtext with Godzilla, and they're not subtle about it. The guy at the end is like, if we continue nuclear research, things will get worse. It's like, it's not even subtext. It is text at this point. This is bad. So, like, I don't know how people could watch that and not understand.
Okay, so I agree with that, but I think people like to make movies about, okay, well, what if we do, like, use this thing? Use this weapon?
Just say no balls and I'll do it.
Well, because, okay, when you said that, it almost reminded me of Jurassic Park. Remember how, like, they're like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do the big dinos? And then we did the big dinos.
It's the same thing. It's like, yeah. Jurassic Park has these themes of, like, maybe this is stuff we shouldn't mess with. Yeah. And then Jurassic Park sequels are, but what if we did, though?
Yeah. Like, there's this, like, don't play God and stuff like that. Like, it's extinct for a reason.
It's how you think of Jaws as well, because I was comparing it to Jaws. The point of Jaws is, like, the mayor who wanted to keep the town open even though there's Big Shark. And then the sequel is just like, oh, but Big Shark cool, you know? Nobody, yeah. It's just money at this point. It's just cash grabs and nobody keeps the theme of the first one.
I don't know. I might like almost disagree with like a complete cash grab thing just because it's like, I mean, movies themselves are like total what if scenarios. So, I mean, it is kind of fun to be like, well, what if we did make dinos?
And I guess we're kind of, because we haven't seen other Godzilla movies, so yeah. We're just kind of throwing it out there. And
that they're, like, automatically shitty.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, if I see Godzilla and Mothra, and it has some kind of real serious subtext to it, then paint me surprised. I just don't quite see that right now.
No, Godzilla versus Kong is going to be about, like, the political division in America, obviously. A big monkey versus a big lizard, same thing.
If they pull it off, I will be happily surprised.
It's going to end with Godzilla storming the Capitol.
No.
But, you know, ultimately, I like the movie. I like this movie. And I'm sure I can at least enjoy big cash grab movies, too. So I'm not like against, but I'm against it in the sense of like the principle of the first movie was like, hey, let's not get deeper in a nuclear holocaust. Yeah. And the other movies just like let go of that entirely. That's my gripe. Otherwise, I could enjoy a cash grab. I don't really care.
No, I'll shit on the sequels to Godzilla. Like, I'll shit on the Marvel movies. And I love Marvel movies. I talk about it in every fucking episode, how much I love Marvel movies. But the X-Men, when the MCU introduces the X-Men, the movie's not going to be about racial discrimination. It's going to be a big superhero movie with beam that goes into space. Like, it's not going to keep the themes of the original X-Men, but I'm still going to pay $10 to see it.
Yeah, there's not really much more to say other than that because it's like really clear with its point.
It's a very clean-cut movie.
What do you guys think about the miniatures, though?
Oh, yeah. Those are awesome.
Here's the thing. Almost, it's the 50s, so I sit down and I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch a 50s movie, so I'm going to extend my like disbelief and just accept these special effects for what they are. But when those... Everything was fine except for when those cars crashed, like... You couldn't do, like, a stunt car or something. You had to just toss, like, your children's toys out there and be like, oh, look at that. That was a real fire truck that just crashed.
Everything was fine until the fire truck. Like, I don't know what it was. I think it was the people on the fire truck, which made it, like, really goofy.
I could even accept some dude in a rubber Godzilla costume. Mm-hmm. I'm comparing it to Jaws again because the reason that Jaws works is because you hardly see the shark and it's just the idea of it that's scary. And Godzilla's kind of the same, whereas they don't, 90% of the movie isn't Godzilla destroying shit. And when you do see Godzilla destroying shit, it's dark. So it's hiding the fact that it's a dude in a suit. So besides the what we call the Playmobil trucks, everything else worked for me.
Yeah.
There were a few points where I kind of forgot that they were miniatures and just saw them as toys. I will say, like the helicopter getting destroyed in the beginning.
The helicopter, for sure.
Like,
yeah.
I was looking at that. I was like, "Wait, is that a toy helicopter on the beach?" Oh no, it's the helicopter we saw earlier. Oh my god! Why?
Well, because it literally, like, even the scale, like, almost wasn't done right. Yeah. Like, it's fine. Like, if you have like a literal play school helicopter, the ratios to like the background didn't even like look that right. Like, I couldn't even like suspend my brain into that to like wrap my head around it.
Yeah, this was definitely early. I mean, it's early in filmmaking, and it's also early in Japan's filmmaking, since that like they're still kind of rebuilding from the war, and they're lagging behind the frontier of filmmaking, which is in LA at the time. So, but it's pretty solid for what it's worth, and considering like the scale of the mixture of Godzilla footage with like things that are getting destroyed was pretty stellar, to be honest. What do you guys think about? For other fake fans of particularly Godzilla, like, does this ruin our enjoyment of the next installments of Godzilla? Like, because now I'm like wondering, like, oh shit, am I gonna be like cynical every time I walk into a movie theater? Like, this Godzilla Kong movie isn't true to its original. Like, does this ruin it a little bit?
No, because I think if like you go into a movie theater, okay, fake fans isn't about being like movie snobs. It's like just getting to like the core of like even a franchise or original themes or original techniques used in film. Like, it's not about like if you go in like that, you're just ruining it for yourself. Like, you're not enjoying it automatically, so you're not gonna enjoy it the whole time. But then that's like a you thing. Like, you shouldn't let it ruin the rest of them. This is just the original one, which is super awesome to learn about, and especially in the context of the time it was made. But I think that is definitely something that you can control, like with yourself, of not letting it ruin the subsequent movies that follow.
I agree. Kind of goes back to the X-Men example I gave a little bit ago. Like, they're not going to make an X-Men movie now and be like, this is about racial discrimination in the 50s and 60s. It's just going to be an X-Men movie, and I'm just going to like it because Wolverine has cool claws. It'll be fun. I'm a Star Wars fan. Like, the first three Star Wars are all about that, like, spirituality and stuff. But I'll still sit down and watch Attack of the Clones, where just people with light sticks hitting each other, you know? I'll still enjoy it, even though it's detracting from the original. So I'd sit down and watch King Kong versus Godzilla and be like, oh, yeah, big lizard fight big monkey. And I'd still have fun, but still knowing and respecting where it came from and respecting those themes, because those themes do hit hard in this movie.
Did you guys like this movie? What do you guys actually think about the movie? I don't think I asked that.
I guess it's not like my thing, okay? Like monster movies. But I like it because of its context and the themes around it. I think I like those are some of my favorite movies when they talk about like things that are happening in the actual world, and it's like
you can honor and respect like its point in time.
Yeah. And like what it was trying to talk about or like start a conversation about.
Did you like it, Tristan?
I loved it. If it wasn't for the subtext and the themes, I would not like it because, you know, I'm all for big action movies. I'm big for that. But like, this is the 50s, so it's not going to meet my Marvel brain. It's not going to meet it. But this movie was surprisingly paced really well. Like I wasn't like bored at any point. And then, yeah, the themes, the fact that it's for stupid people like me, just even I would have got the themes anyway. If it wasn't for the themes, I don't think I would have liked it. But the story, I'm such a big story person that the story and the themes were strong enough to keep me invested into a movie, an action movie that came out 60, 70 years ago that I wouldn't have cared as much if I just sat down and watched a basic action movie from the 50s.
This was also our first like foreign language movie too, right? Because we didn't watch any other ones that where we had to rely on captions or something like that. What did you guys think about that? Like this could be... Like, this is kind of like our first fake fans foray into, I guess, international cinema in a way, international movies. You know, you hear about, oh, yeah, there's this popular movie that some Japanese people made or, you know, or like, especially when Oscar season comes around, you know, you hear some like European or maybe Mexican filmmaker who makes some big news. So, like, if this is our first step into international movies, what did you guys think about that? Or also, like, another question would be like, what are your tips for other fake fans out there to like watch a movie in a different language?
I mean, like just subtitles in general are like not for everyone. Like my mom, she hates watching subtitles. I think there is a dubbed over version of Godzilla, but I don't know. I think just like find a genre that you already kind of like and then go from there so you can kind of get over the subtitles. Or I mean, if it's dubbed, it doesn't matter, but
this might be like a good introduction to Japanese movies, particularly. I've seen only a few Japanese movies, but my sensibilities with that is like they're very patient. They're subdued in a way. Like, you know, like the same way that those Miyazaki anime movies have this like deep appreciation for small daily life things. That kind of small scale feeling of like heart even applies to Godzilla in a way because it had that sense of like, oh, the scientist is not an evil mad scientist guy. He's just a normal guy who's been wounded and like as a heart, you know.
Hey, why don't you just call me out, Calvin? Why don't you just do that?
Is that mean for them?
But I mean, like it takes
myself out.
I'm just saying, like it takes a bit of a different sensibility. Like in an American film, you see a guy with an eye patch. You could probably assume he's like either got like a twisted path, which normally means he's a villain, or he's an anti-hero. Well, like this, he's not even an anti-hero. He's just like a guy. He's a scientist who is, I guess, subtextually, he's hiding his secret weapon that he doesn't want to release into the world because he's not an evil scientist. You know, like that. I'm just trying to say, like, there's a different sensibility when you approach Japanese movies. And I think this one is actually a really good introduction to Japanese films in a way, at least those kind of classic films.
I think if you want to get into foreign films personally, maybe start with something more modern, because then the pacing, the editing and everything, it just feels more relatable to you. Yeah. And then just find whatever works best for you. There's like the whole debate of subbed versus dubbed, and I don't care because like I could watch it either way. When it comes to dubs, my experience is just like, again, Miyazaki films, because I've only seen Miyazaki films dubbed because it doesn't matter if their lips match. Mm-hmm. Like, but if I watch a live action film, I'd probably want to watch it subbed in the original language. But I mean, just whatever works best for you. If you're not a subtitle person, then watch the dubbed version. But if you don't mind reading subtitles, then just watch the subbed version. Like, You do you.
I think we got some good tips for all the fake fans out there this week. But, yeah, that's all for this week. Should we watch King Kong next week?
Watch Big Monkey and then choose what team you're on? Yeah, I think we should.
Tristan, you want to give us our send-off?
Thanks for coming to this week's meeting of Fake Fans Anonymous. Yeah, please join us in the back. We have some disintegrated fish that we can all, I don't know, contemplate humanity's crimes over. See you next week.